This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Margaret Bacher is the concertmaster of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. She's also a 2018 Valade Teaching Fellow here at Interlochen Arts Camp. She's here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio with collaborative pianist Robert Koenig. And here they are playing The Melody by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. The Melody by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. We heard it performed in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio by collaborative pianist Robert Koenig and violinist Margaret Bacher. Margaret, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda.
Now, you've spent some time here at Interlochen as a teenager. Tell us about when you were here as a student.
I came in 1970 to, back then it was called NMC, and I came as a junior girl, and I was a junior girl, and then I was 3 years in an intermediate division, and it changed my life for sure. I was living in Texas at the time with my family, and there wasn't a lot of artistic summer activities, shall we say, in West Texas. So when I arrived here, it was just such an amazing experience to see and be around people like myself that had passion for the arts. It was a really special part of my life.
Now you're here at Interlaken teaching as a Valeid concertmaster. What's it like returning here as an adult, as a professional musician?
Oh, it's wonderful to see. I teach at the USC Thornton School of Music and also at the Colburn Academy in Los Angeles. And so I do a lot of teaching and I am around a lot of young people, and it's part of the great pleasure of my life to be surrounded by young talent, and I really enjoy it.
Now, I'm curious, if there are things your instructors told you or suggested to you when you were a teenage musician that maybe you didn't want to hear or didn't want to do?
Practice intelligently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, I think when you're passionate about music and you're young and a little bit carefree, you tend to practice in a way that isn't always the most efficient way of practicing. And it's what I try to emphasize in my own studio with my own students is, these kids are way too busy to waste time. And I think that was a really great advice that I got as a young player, and I try to instill in my own students.
Can you give us an example of what practicing efficiently versus inefficiently might look like in a particular context?
I think it's efficiently and intelligently, I should say. Because, you know, passage work, for instance, we all love to play the great melodies, and you can play through them hundreds of times and enjoy yourself, but maybe that shift isn't really in tune every time, and you keep playing it out of tune. So isolating the difficult spots, isolating the passage work and working them in rhythms and different tempi and different strokes, those are the kinds of things that I think hopefully kids that are here now at this level are learning or have learned.
And Margaret Bacher, you spent some time as a camper here at Interlaken, and then you ended up with a very high-profile initial solo appearance. When you were 15, you soloed with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. How did that opportunity come about?
Every orchestra, at least, I don't know if they do now, but back then, all major orchestras had youth competitions. And I was living in Rockford, Illinois at the time, and I entered the competition they had two divisions, a junior division and a senior division. And I entered the junior division and I won. And I was so excited to get that opportunity. And I played the Menotti Concerto. And then the following year...
As in Giancarlo Menotti?
Yes.
Oh.
He wrote a violin concerto, which no one plays and no one knows.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it's not even actually, the music is not even published anymore, strangely. I tried to get it for a student and it's out of publication. And my part is so old, it's falling apart. And then the following year, I maxed out of the age limit. And so I was actually technically a senior in the senior division, and I entered again. And back then, it didn't matter if you had won before, you got to compete. So I entered again and won the senior division and got to play the Wieniawski Concerto with the Chicago Symphony. It was a great, great opportunity.
So you soloed twice.
Yes.
With Chicago, and then you came here to Interlaken and did a year at the Arts Academy.
I did 2 years, actually. My freshman year, that was when I went back to play with Chicago Symphony a second time, and then my sophomore year. And I would have stayed on, actually. I was very happy here. I had great friends. The orchestra was fantastic at the time. It was a really invigorating time, I think, at the Academy. But fate called. I went to a summer festival of Ivan Galamian, who was one of the most important violin teachers in my lifetime. And he, in the summer of my junior year, he insisted that I go to Curtis. So I did, and I left. I didn't even know I was leaving, but I left.
You didn't even get to say goodbye?
I didn't.
Well, Margaret Bacher, we're delighted to have you in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio today with collaborative pianist Robert Koenig. And we're going to hear some music of Beethoven next. This is the first movement of Beethoven's Violin Sonata No. 5, the Spring Sonata. Thank you. The first movement of Beethoven's Violin Sonata No. 5, the Spring Sonata, performed in IPR's Studio A by collaborative pianist Robert Koenig and violinist Margaret Becher. Margaret, you've talked about how teaching it requires helping students understand all aspects of the demands that are placed on a professional musician, not only the musical, but the technical and even the personal demands. I'm wondering if you could give us an example of some things that we non-professional musicians might not think of, that's something that a student might need help with in this context.
Well, I think non-musicians don't really understand how difficult it is to do what these young kids do, which is to really bare their souls and get up in front of audiences and have to take risks that are really not age appropriate for some of them, in a maturity kind of way. And, you know, that's part of our job as teachers, is to instill enormous confidence and enthusiasm and joy for the music. And yet at the same time, we have to be their critic and make certain that the choices that they're making and the kinds of choices that they make in the practice room are good ones. You know, you have to be kind of a parent and a mentor and a teacher and a psychiatrist. So it's definitely a challenge. I think teaching is really one of the great joys. My mother was a teacher, and it was a nice circle to have with her when she passed away, is when sort of my teaching career took off.
There's almost a therapy angle to what you do of helping students deal with the enormous pressure that's on them and which criticism to listen to and which criticism to ignore.
And when to make the criticism and when to not make the criticism. I think that's what you learn, as, you know, good teachers learn when to not speak and when is the appropriate time to speak. So back in my day, Heifetz was, I have many colleagues that studied in his class in Los Angeles, and you had to be a very special kind of student to study with Heifetz. He was not easy. He was very, very tough. And he, honestly, he destroyed a lot of young musicians because they didn't have the strength to withstand his criticism.
You have performed with some really remarkable people over your career. I'm just naming like a half dozen here, but Yo-Yo Ma, Hilary Hahn, Chris Thiele, Wuhan and David Finkel. Those are just a few. Is there a particular collaboration that was especially memorable for you?
All of those.
Oh, that's too diplomatic.
I've been enormously blessed in my life to have had the privilege really to play with some of the great musicians of the last century. I would say I did a tour with Maurizio Pollini, which was definitely one of my highlights, the Beethoven triple with Yo-Yo, which was really exciting. And my kind of musical partner is the music director, the former music director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, Jeffrey Kahane, who's one of the great musicians in my mind as a pianist and a collaborator. And, you know, so many more. I think it's going to the Marlboro Music Festival for so many summers. I was there for 7 years, and I met pretty much everyone that I know today at Marlboro. So I've been very lucky.
Well, Margaret Bacher, we're going to hear you play one more piece in Studio A today. And as we were getting ready here, you mentioned that we had to do this one last because you can't play anything else after you've played this one. Would you care to expound on that?
Well, this music, I just really started performing this piece. It's the Clara Schumann Romance, and I've done the Robert Schumann Romances for most of my career. But this particular one, the first romance in the set of three, is just, I don't know, it's an almost unearthly moment in time when you play this piece. It's so exquisitely beautiful and poignant and speaks to, I think, the pain that was in her life that surrounded her husband Robert's mental illness. And it's just a really extraordinarily beautiful piece. And I thought to myself today as I was driving over here, oh my gosh, I chose two romances, and how and how appropriate that is, because I met my husband here. So maybe that's why I didn't even realize until I was on the way to the radio station. I thought, well, that's why I did it, I guess.
Well, you can bring as many romances as you like to play here in Studio A anytime. Here is violinist Margaret Bacher with collaborative pianist Robert Koenig performing the Romance Number 1 of Clara Schumann. The Romance Number 1 of Clara Schumann in IPR's Studio A. We heard violinist Margaret Becher and collaborative pianist Robert Koenig. Margaret Becher is the concertmaster of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, and she is also a 2018 Valade Teaching Fellow at Interlaken Arts Camp. Margaret Becher, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thanks so much.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Madeline Merwin for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.